And I will entitle my message tonight, The Power of Prophecy.
那因为这样的缘故，我今天晚上的信息改为啊，预言的能力。
You know, in Mark chapter 10,
马可福音的第十章
In the book of Mark chapter 10,
马可福音第十章
It says in verse 27,
在二十七节
He said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible.
他说在人不能在神凡事都能。
This scripture was spoken by Jesus and he says, with man we face many impossible situations.
好这句经节是神耶稣所说他说呢在人我们碰到很多不可能的事。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
The key to possibility in life is, are you with God or are you with men?
在生命当中有可能可以做得来的不在乎呢乃是在乎你是究竟与人同在或者是与神同在。
If you are walking with God, then possibility, faith will become a reality in your life.
如果呢你是与神同行的话呢那在生活当中你必要能够实际上经历到可能的事。
Tonight, are you walking with God?
今天晚上你究竟有否与神同行呢
Most men walk with men and fellowship with people.
大部分的人呢都与人同行与人交通
If you like to chit-chat and talk with men then many things are impossible to you
如果你老是喜欢跟人闲聊闲谈那么很多事都是不可能的
But if you are walking with God this scripture can be a reality in your life
但是如果你是与神同行的人这个经节呢就要成就在你的日常生活中
And years ago I pondered over this scripture I said Lord how can all things be possible to me?
啊、多年前呢当我思索这个经节的时候我说主啊怎么可能凡事对我都可能呢
Have you ever had such question when you read this scripture?
当你读这经节的时候你有否这样的问题呢
That with God all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
And I say, Lord, it's impossible.
我说主啊这是不可能的。
And so I begin to seek the face of God.
那我开始寻求神的面。
I say, Lord, how can this scripture be possible?
我说怎么可能让这个经节成为可能的
And one day I found the answer.
有一天我找着答案
The answer was in Mark chapter
9. 答案在马可福音的第九章
Verse 23.
在三十三节
Verse 23. Jesus said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
马可福音的第九章的第二十三节耶稣对他说你若能信在信的人凡事都能
So tonight possibly is part one maybe we have a part two tomorrow morning
所以今天晚上我们可能是第一步明天早上应该是上第二步
Tomorrow maybe we will share on faith
好明天也许我们分享有关信心的信息
When you add these two scriptures together, you understand what Jesus was saying
当你把这两个经节连接在一起的时候你就明白耶稣在说什么
With God,
在神
it means if you believe,
意思就是说你只要相信的话
then all things are possible to them that believe.
只要信的人呢凡事都可能
Today the question is, do you believe?
今天这个问题乃在乎你是否信呢
And what is your level of your believing in God?
究竟呢你在神里面的信心的水平到底有多高呢
Now there was,An impossible situation in the days of Ezekiel the prophet.
在以西结这先知所在的那个时代，那时候是很多事情都是不可能的。
So we ask our sister to read from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to verse 10.
所以呢，我先来读以西结书三十七章的第一节到第十节。以西结书三十七章第一节到第十节，耶和华的灵降在我身上。耶和华借他的灵带我出去将我放在平原中这平原遍满骸骨他使我从骸骨的四围经过谁知在平原的骸骨甚多并且极其枯干他对我说人子啊这些骸骨能复活吗我说主耶和华你是知道的他又对我说你向这些骸骨发预言说 枯根的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。我观看见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。第九节，主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言说，主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。第十节，于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。Amen.
So after this afternoon, I went back to my room. Again, this passage of scripture was in my heart.
所以今天下午当我回到房间的时候呢，再度的这个经节呢，仍然呈现在我心。
And when I read through that passage again this afternoon, the word prophesy was quickened in my soul.
然后呢，当我再度读这个经节的时候呢，预言这个字眼呢，就放在我心中。
And so tonight, I will entitle the message, The Power of Prophecy.
所以今天我要讲的题目是预言的大能力。
Now here Ezekiel faced an impossible situation.
以西结他在那个时代碰到极不可能的问题。
Because God asked him a question.
因为神问他一个问题。
He asked him a question in verse 3. Son of man, can these bones live?
那第三节呢，耶和华问他说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
And the answer is, it is an impossibility.
然后呢，他回答当然是不可能的。
So how did Ezekiel answer the question that God posed to him?
那以西结要如何来回应神给他提出的这个问题呢？
How to turn the impossibility into a possible situation?
要如何使那不可能成为可能的呢？
And God began to show him the power of prophecy.
神开始让他看见预言的大能力。
Now, you must understand there are two kinds of prophecy in the Bible.
你必须要知道圣经里面有两种预言。
The first kind of prophesying is called foretelling.
第一种预言呢，就是事先说出来。
It means the prediction of future happenings.
意思说呢，能够预言呢未来要发生的事情。
But there's another kind of prophesying that is called foretelling, which is proclaiming exactly what the word says.
但是还有另外一种预言呢，就是把这个神的话说出来，就是很精确的、很精确的把神的话述说出来。
The faith movement in the 1970s is propagating the second kind of prophesying, the foretelling.
那1970年代的呢，这样的一个有一个复兴，就是说能够把神的话语呢，借着预言的方式述说出来。
It is to agree with what God says about your situation, to say exactly what God says.
就是说呢，在你的难境、困境当中呢，你能够跟神同心合意，说出神自己的话语。
And this is what we are covering tonight. We are covering on the power of foretelling, saying what God says about the situation.
所以今天晚上我们的主要的内容就是说，我们能够把神正确对着我们环境呢所说出的话语呢，借着我们的口把它说出来。
Do your present situation looks like dry bones?
你现在的这样的问题是否是对你是极其艰难呢？
Now this is how Jesus taught us to handle the impossibilities in our life.
那耶稣就是借着这样的教导来告诉我们如何来处理现今一切难处。
Jesus says in Mark chapter 11 and verse 23,
在马可福音的第十一章二十三节，
He said, For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he say, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say.
在马可福音的第十一章 which verse, sorry?
Verse 23.
二十三节他提到说，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你若开此地投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
You know, when Jesus says, when you face your mountain, a problem that looks like a mountain, You don't run away.
耶稣告诉我们说，当我们碰到问题的时候，如同大山一般，我们绝对不要逃跑。
When a mountain looks so big and so great before you,
当这大声呢看起来如此壮硕伟大。
He said, "What you need to do is to open your mouth and prophesy to the mountain."
他说你所需要做的事情呢，就是向着山来说预言。
He said, "Mountain, be cast into the sea, be removed."
他说呢，这山啊，听着，我要把你挪开到海里。
And he said, "If you believe what you prophesy, you shall have whatsoever you say."
如果你心中相信你所预言的，你必得着你口中所说。
That is an example of the power of prophecy.
所以呢，这是一个非常好的例子，有关于预言的大能力。
You know, men and women always face impossible situations.
在地上的男男女女总是碰到很多不可能的环境。
Tonight, many of you are here. You are facing many impossible situations.
今天晚上像我们当中有很多人呢，是碰到很多不可能的环境。
When Moses in Exodus chapter 14, he was at the Red Sea and he faced an impossible situation.
在出埃及记，摩西呢，他面对红海的时候，他碰到是一个非常不可能的境况。
In front of him was the Red Sea.
他前头呢就是红海。
Both sides was mountain.
两边都是高山。
And behind were the enemy, the chariots of Egypt coming after him.
后面是追兵，埃及的马车来追来。
There's no way out.
没有路可走。
He was facing an impossible situation.
他面对的是一个不可能的境况。
But God showed him how to get out of that impossible situation.
但是神告诉他要如何从这不可能当中找出出路。
And God tonight is going to tell us how to get out of our impossible situation.
所以神今天晚上教导我们要如何从那不可能环境中能够找到出路。
Now, in the New Testament, there was another example.
好，在新约里头有另外一个例子。
After walking with Jesus for a number of days, the people were very hungry.
好，与耶稣同行数日之后，一些人都觉得非常饥饿。
And Jesus wants to feed the people.
耶稣想要喂养这些人。
And a boy came with a lunch box with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
有一个男孩带着餐盒五饼二鱼。
And Philip said, "How can we feed this multitude?"
菲利就问到说，我们如何能喂养这么多人呢？
And we don't even have enough money.
我们也不够钱啊。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的事。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
And tonight we are going to learn and go back with the principles of God how to get the possibility out of the impossible situation.
所以今天晚上我们所学习的要把它带回去，就是耶稣教导我们的如何使那不可能环境成为可能的。
Let me tell you about a modern day story about the valley of dry bones.
我今天要跟你分享一个现代的平原枯骨的故事。
It happens about 40 years ago.
大概40年前的故事。
It happened in a nation in South America in Guatemala.
南美洲的瓜地马拉。
Now in Guatemala there was in a particular place there were 3 little villages that wereconstructed on the same row, a line, in a straight row.
瓜地马拉的村庄呢，有三个村庄呢，他们是坐落在同样一条马路边沿。
First village is called Sunil.
第一个村庄叫 Sunil.
Second village is called El Malonga.
第二个村庄叫做 El Malonga.
And the third one is more difficult to pronounce, is Olente Pate.
第三个比较难发音 Olente Pate.
Now in this place,They were plagued by poverty for years and years, generation after generation.
这个地方呢，数代以来都非常贫穷。
And what happened in that city, it was plagued by a particular disease called alcoholism.
好，这个城镇他们有一个特殊的一个疾病，就是他们是酗酒的。
Where men will be drunk with wine and they will beat their wives and their children after they are drunk.
他们呢，一酗酒，一醉酒就打他妻子，打他孩子。
And they have very poor harvest in the land.
而且地土呢，很少收成。
And so it was a poor community of people because they were in a bondage of worshipping idols.
他们非常的贫穷的一个社区，因为他们是崇拜偶像的。
Because the strongest principality in the nation was found in these first 2 villages in Sunil and El Malonga.
因为呢，这黑暗的这偶像的权势呢，就环绕在这两个城市里面。
They worship what we call the Mashmon God.
他们崇拜的神呢，叫做 Mashmon.
It is the most popular and the most strongest principality in the land.
在内地是最有名而且是最强悍的黑暗的权势。
Now Mashmon, this God, it is an idol of wood.
Mashmon 这个神呢，他是木头神。
And they offer.This God liquor and offer him to smoke cigars.
他们呢把酒和烟呢献给神。
And that's why there was a spirit of addiction of alcoholism among the people.
难怪百姓当中呢就有酗酒的瘾。
It was so powerful that in the 1970,
1970年因为那个权势太大。
There was a colonel that goes for a presidential election.
有一个将军他去参加总统选举。
So he came to this temple of Mashimon and said, as a priest, how can I win this election?
他到马什孟神庙里头去问祭司该如何能够得着这次的选举。
He said, very simple, just give me your uniform.
他说非常简单，你只要把你的制服给我。
And so he took out the colonel uniform and he let the Mashimon God to wear.
所以呢，他就把衣服脱下来，让 Mashimon God 来这个神来穿。
And so he won the election.
那他结果他就赢了这次选举。
Now, in the third village, they worship a god called Sun Pak Kwa Balong.
第三座村庄，他们所崇拜的这个神叫 Sun Pak Kwa Balong.
Is a god or a spirit of death.
那神叫死神。
Now, in this second village, in Amalonga,
第二座村庄 Amalonga,
there was a particular pastor,
有一个特别的牧师。
Pastoring, pioneering a work that was so difficult.
牧养拓殖一间教会相当艰难。
It was like a graveyard.
就好像一座坟场。
It was like a valley of dead bones.
好像一平原的枯骨。
He preached, but nobody wanted to believe in Jesus.
他传讲，没有人愿意相信耶稣。
He was so discouraged and so depressed.
非常沮丧，非常的失望。
He wanted to quit and go to another area to pastor a church.
他想辞职到其他地方去重新牧养。
One day he was prompted by the Holy Spirit to read the four Gospels.
有一天圣灵感动他读四福音书。
And so he read through the Gospel page by page.
所以他就逐页的来读福音书。
And then when he go through the gospel, he discovered that Jesus always cast out devils.
当他看福音书的时候，发现到耶稣总是赶鬼。
Especially in Mark chapter 16 verse 17, he said, "In my name, you shall cast out devils."
尤其是马可福音的第十六章的第十七节，他讲说，奉我的名，你们要赶鬼。
When he read through the four gospel, the word that was impressed in his soul was deliverance.
当他读遍了这次福音书的时候，发现到呢有一个字眼就摆在他心上，就是释放。
He was facing a hopeless situation.
他所面对的是一个毫无盼望的光
景。He faced defeat.
他面对失败。
His church planting work was a failure.
他所执的堂是完全失败了。
He was desperate.
非常迫切。
And out of that desperation, he found the answer.
结果在迫切当中，他找着答案。
He thought, could it be that God is asking me?To perform deliverance among the people.
他就说，有否可能神是要求我在百姓当中行释放的工作呢？
And so early next morning, he went out and meet one of the sisters.
所以隔日清晨起来，他去找另外一位姊妹。
So he said, "How is your husband this morning?"
说今天你的丈夫好吗？
He is drunk as usual.
他跟平常一样是酗酒了。
Then the pastor said, "Do you think that he might have a demon?"
然后那个姊妹就问他说，牧师啊，你有没有觉得他可能被鬼附呢？
And the woman replied, Pastor, he is full of demons.
哦，那牧师问他，然后这个姊妹就回答说，是啊，他里面满是邪灵。
So he said, where is he now?
然后现在在哪儿呢？
He said, he's lying at home drunk.
他是醉倒在床上了。
And so he went and visited that man's home.
所以他就去那个家拜访他。
And so he prepared a pot of coffee.
预备了一杯咖啡。
And he waked that man up.
把那个人摇醒。
He said, "Hey, drink coffee."
他说喝杯咖啡好吗？
He said, "How do you feel now?"
现在觉得如何呢？
And this man looked at him. He said, "You're a pastor."
那个人瞪着他瞧，说：“哦，你是牧师。
I have nothing to do with you. Get away.
跟你毫无关系，你给我滚出去。
But this pastor is very wise.
但是牧师很有智慧。
Not only he prepared coffee.
不单准备咖啡。
He had prepared breakfast.
他还准备了早餐啊。
He said, "You have not eaten. Why don't you eat something?"
他说你还没吃早餐，要不要吃一点啦？
And the food tempted him.
结果这食物呢，就使他受试探了。
So he started to eat the breakfast.
他就开始吃早餐。
While eating, the pastor continued the conversation.
当呢，他在去吃的时候呢，这牧师就继续跟他对话。
We need wisdom in evangelism.
传福音啊，需要智慧。
Amen.
Amen.
The fastest way to get into a man's heart is by the stomach.
牧师知道呢，要进入这男人的心啊，就透过他的胃。
And the pastor asked him, "Do you like the way you live?"
牧师就问他说，你喜欢你过的光景吗？
And the man replied, "You know perfectly that I'm living in hell."
这人就回答说，你早就知道的，我是活在地狱里啊。
This is not life, but I can't help it.
这根本不是生活，不是生命。
And the pastor said, "If I were to tell you something that you can get help,Would you want to receive help?
如果我告诉你说有没有一种方法让你得到帮助，你愿否接受帮助呢？
And the man replied, there's nothing that can help me.
这个人就说了，没有什么东西可以帮助我了。
I prayed to Mashimon that God, and he couldn't help me.
我已经跟 Mashimon God, 这神祷告了，但是他没有办法帮助我。
I prayed to Sumpakwai Balong, also he couldn't help me.
我跟 Sumpakwai 神呢祷告，他也没有办法帮助我。
And it, but the pastor said, do you want the cure?
那牧师说，你愿否得医治呢？
He says, yes, of course.
他说当然了。
Close your eyes.
闭上你的眼睛。
So the man closed his eyes.
所以这个人就闭上他的眼睛。
Now he had never done this before.
以前从来没做过的。
He doesn't know what is deliverance.
他不晓得什么叫做释放。
He had never read any books on casting out devils.
他也从来没有读过有关赶鬼的书籍。
So finally he was able to say, in the name of Jesus, come out!
所以最后他就说，奉耶稣名出来。
And so there was a manifestation.
觉得这当中就有一个彰显。
And so the man began vomit.
这个人开始呕吐。
And so the man was set free.
这个人就得着自由。
And suddenly the man was sound in his mind.
突然间这个人头脑清醒了。
And he went to his wife and he apologized and asked his wife for forgiveness.
他跑向他的妻子，求他妻子饶恕他。
And the very week he comes to church.
那一周他就来教会。
And very soon he was baptized.
很快就接受洗礼。
He became a Christian.
他成为一个基督徒。
And then he told the pastor.
然后他跟牧师说。
He said, Pastor.
他说牧师啊
I have plenty of friends need exactly what you do to me.
我有好多的朋友一伙儿朋友呢他们都需要呢、啊、接受你在我身上所做的侍奉。
And so he bring the pastor to see, to look for his friends.
所以呢他去找牧师去找他的朋友。
Now all his friends are in the bar drinking alcohol.
所有的朋友都在酒吧里面喝酒了。
And so they begin to perform deliverance, two of them.
两个人就开始继续做释放的工作。
And one by one they minister and the demons were cut out of their life.
他们一个一个来服侍他们，邪灵一个一个的出去了。
And the church began to grow.
教会开始逐渐成长。
And then other churches heard about this report.
其他的教会听到这个消息。
They also say, let's try to learn deliverance.
他说我们来学学释放的侍奉吧。
And also by trial and error, every church pastor began to do deliverance.
结果呢就每一间教会的牧师开始做释放。
And so the church began to grow.
教会就不断的成长。
And very shortly,
很快的
80% of Amalonga has become Christian.
好 ,80% 的信仰 Amalonga 这神的人就成为基督徒了。
Sunil was on the left. They were still worshiping Mashimon.
雪曼的这个村庄，他们仍然在崇拜 Mashimon 这种神。
Amalonga has become a Christian town.
Amalonga 这个村庄已经成为基督化的村庄了。
And then the Olympic has not become a Christian. Still worshiping their own god.
这个村庄他们仍然在敬拜他们自己的神。
And then something began to happen.
然后有某件事情发生了。
As 80% of the population become Christian, something changed.
因为这整个村落 80% 成为基督徒气氛就改变了
You see, Amalonga was situated in a valley.
Amalonga 它是坐落在一个山谷中
And they have poor harvest year after year.
一年又一年他们收成贫乏
But suddenly, the valley begins to change.
但是突然之间呢这村落改变了
Now they have underground water beneath them with cistern and they begin to water the fields.
他们有了地下水管系统，可以拿取那水来灌溉。
And overnight, their valley become fruitful and fertile.
所以呢，在一夜之间，突然他们的地图呢就肥沃了，而且可以收成。
And the government sent their officials to come to this town to find out why.This valley is so fertile.
市府官员他们特别派人来观察，到底什么原因使他的地土开始肥沃起来。
Soon it became the most fertile ground in the whole entire nation.
很快的，这块地成为全国当中最肥沃的土地。
Instead of having bad harvest, they have three harvests a year.
他们不再有贫乏的收成，他们一年呢就有 two, three, 三次收成。
Now, if the Sunil town have a broccoli at this size,
那如果说举个例 ,Sunil town 里面、啊、这个城镇里头他们有这么一点点收成。
In Amalonga, the broccoli is this size.
那 Amalonga 呢他们的收成是这么大、哦、,broccoli, 就是它的那个水果有这么大。
菜啊。菜、
啊、,broccoli, 好。
And if the carrot is this size,
如果呢
carrot.
好 ,carrot, 如果它的红萝卜才这么大。
But in Amalonga, it is this size.
但是 Amalonga 呢，就红萝卜就变这么大。
And I saw it in a documentary on television. It was huge.
我看见纪录片，里面真的很大。
And all the scientists come and test the soil, and they couldn't understand why this place is so fertile.
所有的科学家都来调查为什么这个地土会变得这么肥沃。
Even the American scientists from America came and studied the soil. They say, same soil.
即使是美国的科学家老远的就跑到他们的村落来调查到底为什么这地土这么肥沃。
Because God has visited this city.
因为神已经造访了这个城镇。
And so, because of the bumper harvest,
因为呢有这么好的收成
they began to sell it to Guatemala, the nation,
他们开始卖给瓜地马拉这个国家。
And sell it to El Salvador,
厄瓜多尔。
And even to southern Mexico,
还有南墨西哥。
And the,Harvest was so rich.
这收成是这么丰盛。
They don't even carry wallet filled with cash.
甚至呢，连钱包里面都不带着。
They have so much money that they tie the money in bundles.
他们没有办法把钱放在皮包里头，他们只能把那个钱成捆成捆的捆起来。
And then they took the bundles of money and they went to town.
他带着成捆的钞票进城去。
And they told the car exhibition center. He said, "We want to buy the best truck in town."
然后呢，他们就说，哎，我们要他们到那个车子的展览公司去，说我要全镇中最好的车子。
And all the salesmen look at them, look like poor farmers.
所有的销售员就很惊奇啊，稀奇的说，看起来很贫穷的农夫啊。
We want Mercedes-Benz truck.
我们要宾士牌的那种最好的那卡车
and we are going to pay cash.
而且我们现金付款
They bought the truck and they drive it back to the church.
买了卡车就开回到教会去
and they dedicated it in the church.
并且献给教会
and the license plate is called Jehovah Jireh.
好，他们的那个执照呢就叫做耶和华以勒
and suddenly, very shortly, the temple of Mishamon in the town.
很快的 Mishamon 呢这个城镇里面的那个庙
is converted into a supermarket
就很快成为一座超级市场
and the supermarket is called the blessing
这超级祝福的名字呢超级市场的名字叫做祝福
and then suddenly the names of God appear in every part of the town
开始呢这神的名字呢就遍满在这镇的每一个部分
now in the gas station it was called Jehovah Rapha
在加油站他们就把它名称叫做耶和华拉法
in a pharmacy store it's called Jehovah Jireh
在那个药局他们就叫做耶和华以勒
the valley of Almalonga has become a valley of fruitfulness
Almalonga 这个城镇的名字呢就改成为丰收的城镇
so this is a present day illustration of Ezekiel's day
所以呢这是以西结现代版本
Now I'm going to show you a few examples of impossible situations.
现在我要告诉你们一些不可能的情况。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 30,
马太福音的第十章三十节
But the very hairs on your head are all numbered.
他谈到说我们头上的头发都数过了。
Now we read the scripture before.
我们先前已经读过这样的经节。
It talks about our hairs are all numbered.
谈到说我们的头发都被数过。
Do you know, according to survey, we have 120,000 hairs in our head.
好，按照调查而言，我们大概有十万多根头发。
And our hair grew 6 inch a year.
一年呢，我们头发长大概六英寸。
Now this scripture doesn't only mean that God knows the number of our hair, 120,000.
这个经节不单告诉我们说我们头发大概有十五万根。
What this scripture also means is that that very hair that dropped to the ground this morning, the number 435, God knows.
好，他说呢，我们这头发呢，又有一根金尘掉在地上的话，剩下的149,000多的头发，神都知道。
The particular hair that falls to the ground, He knows what is the number today that falls to the ground.
你知道吗？我们这根头发掉在地上，他就确确实实知道还剩多少根头发在我们头上。
Several years ago.
多年前。
My wife begins to observe something in me.
我的妻子开始在我身上呢观察了一些事情。
She said, "My dear husband, bad news."
她说我亲爱的丈夫啊，坏消息。
You drop more hairs than me.
你掉的头发比我多呢。
哎呀 look at this bunch of hairs.
你看看这么一撮头发。
I said, "My goodness."
我说老天啊。
She said, "You continue this, you become bald."
你持续每天这样掉的话，你迟早会秃头的。
I said, Lord, what to do?
我说主啊，怎么办呢
？Lord, I don't want to be bald.
主啊，我可不要成为秃头啊。
But day after day, I drop more hairs than my wife.
可是呢，一日复一日，我掉头发比我妻子多。
And one day I read Psalms 92 verse 12.
有一天呢，我去读诗篇92篇第二节。
He said, "Those that planted in the court of the Lord, they will grow like cedar of Lebanon."
好，他谈到说呢，因为我最好读一下。OK， 诗篇92篇啊的第十二节。92篇第12节，一人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And so the word grow was quickened in my heart.
所以呢，这个字眼发旺呢，就呢放在我心上。
Hey, those that are planted in the court of the Lord will grow.
他就讲到说呢，一人呢要发旺如棕树呢。
And so what I do, I begin to lay hand on my head.
我怎么做？我开始按手在我头上。
I say, hair, grow.
我说头发。长吧
，I say hair grow，
头发长吧
，You grow now，
你现在给我长出来。
I begin to prophesy over my hair scalp，
我开始呢为我的头皮说预言。
But it continued to drop，
但是持续不断的掉。
I continue to prophesy，
我持续不断说预言。
I say hair you gonna grow，
我说头发你要给我长出来。
Be fruitful and multiply，
你要呢多结多结头发，而且不断倍增。
And the hair begin to grow。
结果头发真的长了。
One part that was bald, I start to saw hairline hair.
哎，这部分呢，我头皮的部分，我就看到，哎，真的有头发长出来了。
I told my wife, look, my hair is growing.
我就跟我妻子说，看看我头发在长了。
Not hair tonic prophesying.
好，不是拿那个滋生法的那营养剂，乃是要多说预言。
Don't ever agree with the circumstances.
千万不要跟你的环境呢来同心合意。
That's the power of prophecy.
说预言大有果效，大有能力。
2 years ago, there was a woman that came to me for help.
两年前也有一个姊妹来找我帮助。
She was crying very badly.
她呢哀嚎哭泣。
She said, Pastor,
她说牧师啊，
My husband is going to divorce me in 2 weeks time.
我的丈夫呢两个礼拜就会过世了。 Right?
Yeah, 2 weeks time, divorce her.
Divorce her, what's that?
离婚
啊、oh, ，divorce， OK，、uh, 好，我丈夫两个礼拜后就要跟我离婚了。
What to do, Pastor？
牧师、啊、该怎么办
？I said, let's agree。
我说我们来同心合意。
The book of Ecclesiastes say a threefold cord can never be broken。
传道书里面讲到说呢，三股合成的绳子不能折断。
Jesus, you and your husband can never be broken。
耶稣，你和你丈夫三股合成的绳子绝不会折断。
So I prayed with her。
所以我与她一同祷告。
I said, "Don't worry, God is in control."
我说不要忧愁，神掌管一切。
She went back。
她回家了。
Every day I prophesy。
每一天我都说预言。
I said, "The threefold cord can never be broken."
我说呢，这恶呢绝不会断开。
This marriage can never be broken。
这婚姻绝对不会破碎。
There will be no divorce。
啊，他们绝不离婚。
And then 2 weeks later,
两周之后
the sister called me.
姊妹打电话给我
Pastor, my husband changed his mind.
牧师啊，我丈夫改变主意了。
While on the way on Thursday to the office, the lawyer's office, he felt convicted and he drove his car and went the other way.
礼拜四当我们要去律师顾问找律师顾问的时候呢，突然之间他就改变主意，开车子往另一个方向行了。
The husband tried and tried a few times.And he missed the appointment.
她丈夫试了好几次，可是总是错过约会。
That's the power of prophesying.
那个就是预言的大能力。
Now I have a pastor in America suffering from bone cancer of the backbone.
美国有一位牧师，他患骨癌。
They already removed one section of the bones.
已经呢把骨节其中一段给开刀出来了。
And the cancer began to spread.
结果那癌细胞不断的扩张。
And the doctor gave up.
医生已经放弃。
And the doctor said in 2 months time she will be paralyzed and she had to pass away.
医生说在两个月呢她就要过世了。
And she cried on the phone.
她在电话中哭泣。
And I said, Pastor, not to worry.
我说牧师啊不要忧愁。
Let's believe in God.
我们相信神。
And so we begin to agree on the scripture in Psalms 118 verse 17.
所以呢我们开始同意呢诗篇118篇的第
17节。I say you will not die, but live to declare the wonderful works of God.
必不致死，乃是要宣告神奇妙美好的工作。
After I put down the phone every day, I prophesy.
每一天我当我放下电话之后，我每天都说预言。
I say you are going to live.
我说你必要活。
Live for the glory of God.
为着神的荣耀而活。
You are not going to die.
你绝不致死。
I refuse that you die.
我拒绝你死亡。
And until today.
结果到现在
he is still alive.
他仍然活着。
She was supposed to be paralyzed.
他本来应该是瘫痪的。
Now she starts to walk.
他却开始行走。
And the doctors are amazed.
医生觉得稀奇。
Couldn't believe that she's walking now.
无法置信他能行走。
It is the power of prophecy.
这是说预言的大能力。
He said, wow, it's an impossible situation.
你说哎呀那是不可能环境啊。
How can I overcome my doubts and unbelief?
我如何来得胜我的不信和怀疑。
There was an American pastor.
有个美国牧师。
By the name of Robert Schuller.
他的名字叫 Robert Schuller.
One day he was in Korea having a discussion with Pastor David Yonggi Cho.
有一天他在韩国跟赵永基牧师讨论。
He was talking about the success of his church building program.
他谈到有关于要他教会的建筑的这个计划是如何成就。
Years ago, his church began to expand and grow.
几年前他的教会开始不断的成长扩张。
Now they were living in a drive-in theater.
他们
with an open roof.
他们就租了一个敞开棚顶的一个大的一个电影院。
So every Sunday morning when the pastor preached, the congregation can look up, they can see the sky, they can see the trees and the birds.
每周主日在会众聚会的时候，他们可以看到天空，看到树，听到鸟声。
So they are used to such an open view of nature.
他们已经习惯了享受这美好的自然景观。
So now they want to build a church, they have the money.
现在他们要建造新的教会，需要钱。
And so they employ the best architect in town.
所以他们就雇用全城最好的设计师。
And so he told the architect.
他就跟他设计说。
He said, we want to build a church for the glory of God.
我们要建造一座教会，为着神的荣耀。
But this church must be unique.
但是这教会要独特的。
The church must be able to see the surrounding nature.
这教会一定要能够看得见周遭的景观。
It must be transparent.
一定要是透明的。
It must be made of glass and steel.
一定是要由钢、由玻璃制成的。
In fact, God gave me the name, it's called Crystal Cathedral.
好，如果神要我命名的话，我把它命名为成为水晶教堂。
Made of glass.
玻璃制成的。
Yes, full glass to see.
是的，全部都是玻璃，可以看到周遭景观。
My church had not used to see things around.
因为呢，这教会的会众早就已经习惯要看周遭的自然景物。
And the architect say, it's impossible.
这设计师说不可能。
It is impossible, Pastor.
牧师啊，不可能的。
So the pastor took out a pocket-sized dictionary.
好，所以这牧师呢，他就把那个就是放在口袋里面大小的字典拿出来。
And he handed over to the architect.
交给这个设计师。
He says, "Can you tell me what is the meaning of impossible from this dictionary?"
从这个字典里头，你能否来指出这个不可能的这个字眼在这本字典里面
？So he flipped through alphabet H, then finally ended up in I.
好，所以呢，他就从 H 开始到 I 呢，都去找那个字眼。
And then he was searching for the word impossible.
然后再找那个不可能这个字眼。
Hello, ma. He was shocked.
他非常的震惊。
He said, "Who cut out that word impossible?"
他说是谁把那不可能这个字眼给剪掉的
？The word impossible is cut out.
哈，这个字典里面的那不可能这个字眼已经被剪掉了。
And the pastor said, "It's me."
牧师说是我剪的。
I cut it out because there's no such thing in the Bible.
我把它剪掉，因为圣经上面没这个字。
Because it's possible.For those that believe in God.
因为呢，就信神的人，凡事都能。
And so what happened? They built that cathedral.
结果怎么样子呢？他们建造出这么美好的教堂出来了。
If you can believe,
只要你信。
All things can be possible.
凡事都可能。
What are you facing today?
今天你遇到是什么样的问题？
In 1993.
1993年。
God prompted in my heart to leave pastoring and go on an itinerant ministry.
神感动我的心要离开牧会，进入特别设计的行程的服事表里头。
And one of the pastors, my friend, told me.
有一个牧师朋友告诉我说
Don't go into itinerant ministry.
好，你不要呢进入这样的一个啊要安排行程的服事里头。
Because you will starve to death.
因为你一定会饿死的。
Itinerant are not paid well.
好，你做这样的不是定期的服事，绝对没有办法供应你的。
You have a family.
你有一个家庭。
You better go back to pastoring. You have a secure salary every month.
你最好回去牧会，好像你每一周都有固定薪水。
What an encouragement when I'm about to step in.
好，当我呢即将要跨进去的时候呢，这是何等大的鼓励呢
？Then my senior pastor asked me a question.
然后我的主任牧师就问我一个问题。
Also, God call you, huh?
他说，哦，神也呼召你啊。
Where are you going?
你往哪儿去
？Who is your contact?
谁呢？是做你的联络人呢
？Who's going to organize meeting for you?
谁能够为你主办聚会啊
？I said, I don't know where I'm going.
我说我不晓得我往哪儿去。
I don't know who.
我也不晓得谁会为我负责。
And the pastor looked at me.
牧师瞪着我瞧。
And he walked away and tell the staff he's going to fail.
好，然后他就过去呢，跟同僚说他必要失败。
Please keep his office vacant because he's going to come back to become a pastor.
你好，最好哈，把他办公室哈就保留着，等到他没有办法做下去的时候，他可以回来上班。
I told the pastor, when I step out of this office, I'm not coming back again.
我跟牧师说啊，我脚一跨出去的时候，我绝不再回头。
And I left the church.
结果就离开教会了。
I don't know anybody overseas.
我海外不认识任何人。
And I refuse to open my mouth to some of the pastors in town to tell them that I become an itinerant.
好，我也拒绝我张开嘴巴告诉镇里面的牧师们说，我现在成为一个就是一些行程安排特定的行程安排的牧师。
I say if God had called me.He will organize everything for me.
我说神若果呼召我，他必为我筹办一切。
But after 9 months, I get desperate.
但是九个月之后，我可真是迫切了。
The situation looks hopeless.
这整个光景看起来毫无盼望。
No phone call.
没有电话来。
No preaching.
没有讲道。
Staying at home.
待在家里。
And some of the church people say, "What is pastor doing at home?"
嗨，有一些呢会友就说了。哎，那个牧师待在家里面做什么啊
？I thought he's called to preach around the world. Where is he? What's he doing at home?
我想呢，应该有很多人邀请到海外去讲道了，他为什么死守在家里呢
？I tell you, it was desperate.
我告诉你，那个真的是光景可怜啊。
No preaching.
没有讲到邀请。
I begin to doubt. Did I hear correctly from God?
我开始怀疑了，我真否听见神的呼召呢？
And one day, I read Ezekiel 37.
有一天我读了以西结37章。
And I saw how Ezekiel prophesied over impossible situations.
我就看到以西结怎么样子对不可能的情况说预言。
And the Lord says, Son, you can prophesy over your situation.
好，我就听到主说，儿子啊，我可以啊，你可以向那不可能环境说预言。
So I begin to summon the angels.
所以我就开始呼召天使们。
I say, angels.
我说天使啊。
I'm the heirs of salvation.
好，我呢要看见全国得救。
I'm the heirs of salvation.
Okay, 我是救恩的子民。
So go forth in the name of Jesus and open doors for me.
好，所以呢，你现在去为我开道路。
And I begin to name the nations.
我就开始说出那些国家的名称。
I begin to say, America, open your doors, I'm coming.
我说美国开门啊，我要过去了。
Australia, open your door, I'm coming.
澳洲啊，开门，我要过去了。
Malaysia, Indonesia, open your doors, I'm coming.
马来西亚、印尼，开门啊，我要进去了。
I begin to prophesy over the nation.
我开始向众国说预言。
I begin to say, finance, come in.
我说财务啊。所有一切的金钱需要都进来吧。
Every day I begin to look at the calendar.
每一天我都看了月历。
I say, calendar, you're going to fill with all my preaching schedules day after day.
月历啊，这里面所有的行程都要完全排满。
Wow, I was very earnest in my prophesying.
我在说预言的时候，我可是相当迫切。
Nothing happened. Suddenly, someone invited me.
突然之间就有人邀请我了。
In Australia.
澳洲。
And income began to come in very slow, 300 to 400 a month.
然后呢，收入就逐渐进来啊，很慢，很少，300到400美金左右。
And our home savings almost ended up into two figure, less than $100.
啊，常常呢，我们那个存款呢，就低于呢两数字。
And my wife say, I think maybe God didn't call you.
我的妻子就瞪着我瞧说，我想神大概没呼召你吧。
If you go on like that, maybe you should go back to pastoring.
如果你再持续这样，最好回去牧会好了。
I said never.
我说不。
I said, give me 6 months.
他说再给我六个月好吗？
And so in the desperate situation,
所以在那一个迫切的光景中，
I locked myself up and I began to prophesy.
我把自己关锁起来，大声说预言。
In the desperate situation, I began to really prophesy.
在迫切的光景中，我真实的大声的说预言。
And let me tell you the journey of my prophesying.
我告诉你我是整个说预言的过程。
The first 3 months when I prophesy,
前三个月当我说预言的时候，
I don't really believe what I say.
我并不真相信我嘴巴所说的。
I just say it because I felt that maybe it helps me.
好，我说只不过我想说或许可以帮我一点忙。
Then in the next 3 months when I begin to prophesy, I start to believe what I say.
那接下来三个月当我说预言的时候，我开始相信我所说的。
I believe half.Of what I say.
我相信我所说的其中的一半。
Maybe it will come to pass.
或许会成就吧。
If God is good to me, maybe it will come to pass.
如果神恩待我，或者会成就吧。
And then another 3 months went by.
然后另外三个月过去了。
By the ninth month in my prophesying,
在第九月的时候呢，我所说的预言。
I believe what I say.
我真心相信我所说的了。
And I believe it is going to come to pass.
我也深信必要成就。
Faith began to rise up in me.
信心升起在我里面。
I believe in what I prophesy.
我深信我口所说的预言。
Today, I've traveled in 13 nations around the world.
现今我已经旅游全球30个国家。
And the ministry has grown.
我的服事不断长成长。
And some has called me for invitation to go. I told them I'm only ready in 2002 or 2003. I'm not able to come.
好，有些人呢，他们邀请我，我就跟他们说，我现在就只有2000年以后才有行程。
There is an archbishop that is in charge of Anglican denomination in a certain country.Is telling me, please come this year. I say I don't have time.
好，在某一个国家，阿根廷是吧？
In one nation.
Okay, 在一个国家里面呢，他们邀请我，我说我现在没有时间。
How did I begin to believe in prophesying?
我是如何开始相信我口所说的预言？
I refuse to hear any bad reports of doubt and unbelief.
我拒绝去接受所有不信以及怀疑的一些消息。
I refuse to believe in the circumstances in my life.
我拒绝去接受在我日常中所碰到的难处。
I refuse to accept the promise final.
我拒绝去接受呢。Excuse me.
Refuse to accept the promise as final that it cannot be changed.
好，我拒绝呢去接受那些好像那个境况已经到了绝境的那些事实。
I refuse to entertain fear and worries in my life.
我拒绝去接受那所有忧愁烦恼在我的生命里面。
That's how I battle my way into victory.
所以我就不断的征战，直到我得胜为止。
Tonight, many of you are facing one situation or one problem after another.
今天晚上或者我们当中有人碰到某种难处，或是某一个问题接着一个问题。
And tonight, in order for the power of prophecy to come to pass in your life.
今天晚上你就要容让这说预言的大能力进入到你的生命里。
I'm going to give you 10 points on how to embark on this journey of prophesying.
我要教导你们10个重要的要点，好让你们可以开始进入说预言的境况中。
Point number one.
第一点。
Learn to prophesy, learn to abide in God's presence before prophesying.
在说预言之前，你要学会与主同住。
Because in Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1, he was in the spirit and the Lord took him into a valley before he prophesied.
因为在以西结书的37章第一节里面呢，乃是主神的，当他的灵提升出来，在他说预言之前。
He was in the spirit before he prophesied.
他是在灵的里头，然后才说预言。
If you wake up in the morning,
如果你清晨起来，
full of self,
充满了你的老我，
you start to prophesy.
你开始说预言，
your words will fall to the ground.
你的话也就掉到地板上去了。
You must get into the spirit.
你要进入到圣灵的里面。
Abide in the God's presence.
要住在神的同在里。
And when you prophesy, there will be power.
当你说预言的时候就大有能力。
Secondly,
第二点，
learn to grow your faith in God one step at a time.
你必须要在神里面学会呢一步一步的信心成长。
Some people, there was a couple came to me.
有一对夫妻来找我。
He said, God has called me to be the national coordinator in this whole nation.
神呼召我们呢，来做这个国家的联络人。
And I look at them.
我去瞧着他们。
They don't even have powerful local influence. In a particular city.
在特别的城市里面，甚至没有地方性的影响力。
They want to go on national level.
他们竟然想要呢，超越这个地方性到国家级的这样的联络。
We must learn to grow faith at our level that is comfortable to our believing.
我们必须要呢，按着我们信心的度量，一步一步的成长。
If you have never been blessed.By a stranger for $1,000 and you say, God is going to give me $10,000. Your faith is too much for you to handle.
如果呢从来没有一个陌生人突然间拿1000块钱给你，你就不可能去跟神说，神啊，我有这个信心相信有人要拿10000块钱给我。
You remember in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37,
撒母耳记的上的第17章37节里头，
when David told Saul about his own victorious testimony.
大卫跟扫罗讲述他得胜的见证。
He said, God, once upon a time, give me the ability to overcome the bear, then finally the lion, and now I handle this great giant Goliath.
他说神曾经在我年幼的时候帮助我得胜的熊和狮子，以至于我现在就可以面对哥利亚将他打败。
Why David had such faith in God? Because his faith grew one step at a time.
为什么大卫向着神有这么大的信心？因为他是信心是一步一步成长的。
If straight away you confront the giant, you will be very discouraged.
突然之间你面对大巨人，你一定会非常沮丧。
You must allow your faith to handle small things, growing a step at a time.
你要容让这个信心呢，是先从小事来处理，然后一步一步的成长，面对大事情。
Point number three.
第三点。
Develop or learn to develop a habit to prophesy.Over small matters in your life.
学会在你生命中的一些小事情上面来说预言。
You see, before God used Ezekiel to prophesy over the valley of dry bones,
在神使用以西结来向着平原骸骨说预言之前，
God instructed Ezekiel to prophesy over the mountains and the valleys in chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
在以西结书第六章第一到第四节里面，神早先就已经要他命令他让大山小山来说预言。
He said, "Prophesy over the mountains and the valleys."
他说向大山小山说预言。
And then in chapter 36, in verse 1, verse 4, and verse 6, again the same thing. Prophesy over the mountains and the valleys.
然后呢，在以西结书的第37章一四六节里面，他再度的命令他要向平原说预言。
He learned the habit of prophesying.
他已经学会了说预言的习惯。
For example,
举个例来说，
you must be able to handle and prophesy over healing of migraine headaches.
你必须要先学会能够向一些小疾病，譬如胃疼啊、偏头痛来说预言。
If you have never combat such little minor ailments and you want to come against the giants of cancer, it's an impossibility.
如果你从来没有面对这生命中的这种身体上面的小疾病啊，来跟向着他说预言，你就不可能去向癌症说预言。
You must develop the power right now where you are.
必须要现在呢，照着你的光景来说预言。
Fourthly, you must learn to strengthen your inner man.By your own words.
第四个就是借着你的话语建造你内在的人。
You must learn to feed your faith.
你必须要能够学会喂养你里面的信心。
Before Ezekiel prophesied over the valley, notice what he did in chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
在与希杰向平原说预言之前，在希杰书三章一到三节里面，他说道，
God told him, eat the scroll.
神要他呢吃。
Eat the scroll of the words of God.
要吃书卷，吃神的话语。
It was first sweet, but later it was bitter in his stomach.
首先是甜的，后来在胃中发苦。
Ezekiel feed on the words of God.
以西结读神的话语。
And then in verse 9, he said, I will set your face and your head like a diamond against the faces of men.
第九节他就告诉我，神就告诉以西结说呢，我会向你的脸呢硬如钻石，可以面对仇敌的攻击抵挡。
When you strengthen your inside, you are able to face your situation.
当你里面刚强起来，你就可以面对外面的问题。
I give you a cute example.
给你们一点例子。
One day I went to visit somebody in the hospital.
有一天我到医院拜访人。
And I saw this man was full of tubes all over his body.
我看这人身上长满了肿瘤。
And the nurse said, wow, he's in a very terrible shape.
护士说他身体状况极惨。
I was called to go and pray for the sick patient.
有人打电话给我，叫我去为他祷告。
But when I look at this man,
但是当我看这个人的时候，
all my faith went down.
整个信心呢就下跌。
I have no more faith.
没有信心了。
In my mind, I say he's going to die.
我想说他要死了。
So I have to turn outside.
所以我得出去。
And begin to confess.
开始承认。
Confess the word of God.
承认神的话语。
And until I feel faith coming back into my soul again.
直到我觉得这个心灵里头再度生发信心。
Then I come in and I lay hand on him and believe that God is going to heal him.
我进去按手在他身上，满心相信神必要医治他。
Sometime before you prophesy, you must feed your own faith.
在你说预言之前，你要里面先喂养你的信心，让它成长。
You must feed on what you are about to prophesy.
你必须要能够先喂养你们的信心，好叫你能够足够的信心去说预言。
Fifth point, you must learn to get desperate to do something.
第五点，你要有迫切的心，好叫你来做某事。
This is very, very crucial.
这个是相当重要的。
If you don't get desperate, there's no breakthrough.
你不迫切，就没有突破。
You know why Christians never grow much in the Lord?
你知道为什么很多基督徒没有办法在主里面成长吗？
Because you are not desperate.
因为我们都不够迫切。
Especially people living in the city, they are not desperate.
牧师在城镇里面牧会，一点都不需要迫切。
They are comfortable Christians.
很舒服的基督徒。
They never learn to grow.
从来不用学会成长。
And so you will never become a giant in your own faith.
所以呢，在信心上没有办法成长成为巨人。
You must get desperate.
我们要变得非常迫切。
But most of us are not desperate.
但是大部分的人都不是顶迫切。
We don't want to get something urgently from God.
我们并不会很迫切的要寻求神得着赏赐。
In 2 Kings chapter 7,
列王记下的第七章
there were 4 lepers, they were desperate.
有四个找大麻风的，他们非常迫切。
They were facing starvation.
他们呢是面对的是饥荒和饥饿。
They said, "Why do we sit here and die?"
他说我们为什么坐在这边等死呢
？Let's do something.
我们做一些事吧。
And they rise up and they went into the Syrian camp.
他们起来到叙利亚的军营去。
They got a breakthrough.
有一个突破。
Until you're desperate.
除非你迫切。
You will not do something.What you're facing your situation.
你没有办法的，当你面对问题的时候，没有办法来突破。
Many people learn to live with their problem.
很多人都已经习惯跟他们的难处同处。
And so they say, "Never mind, lah. My problem will never be solved. It's okay."
他说哈，没关系啦，这个问题我就跟他日夜共处好了。
We have never learned desperation.
我们从来没有学会要如何迫切的解决问题。
So we'll never get our breakthrough.
所以没有办法真实有突破。
Sixth point.
第六点。
Learn to receive specific instructions, God's rhema, before prophesying.
你要从神的话语当中确实去找着神特定的答案，好让你可以向问题说预言。
Ezekiel never prophesied his own words.
以西结从来没有凭他自己来说预言。
If you look carefully in Ezekiel 37 verse 4 to 7, Ezekiel prophesied according to what God told him.
以西结书第37章的第4到第7节，他是按着神所命令他的口出预言。
In other words, you must speak exactly that inspired prophetic rhema that God personally gave it.Into your life, you speak it into your situation.
换句话说呢，乃是神呢，他借着圣灵赐给你瑞玛的启示和话语，好叫呢，你可以说出那个预言，向着你当时的问题。
There are thousands of promises in the Bible.
圣经上面有成千的预言。
You cannot take all those promises and say, "No, Lord, thank you, this is mine."
你不可能把这所有预言都拿出来说。谢谢你主啊，这都是我的。
It must be that exact promises, exact rhema that God quickened by the power of the Spirit, that will be the one that is meant for your prophesying.
乃是神呢，他借着圣灵，借着那个瑞玛的言语，他特别的在这样的一个能力当中释放出来，好叫你能够说预言。
And seven, learn to be bold and persistent in your prophesying. keep speaking until the victory comes.
第七点，你要持续的、持守的、勇敢的来说预言，直到预言成就。
If you are not willing to carry on, you will never have your success.
如果你不愿意持守继续说，你没有办法经历成功。
You must keep speaking and keep speaking until you see the results.
要持续不断的重复说再说，直到看到结果。
And the eighth point is that you must learn to align your daily conversation with your confession of faith.
第八点，你每天口中必须要带着信心的话语来承认你所预言的内容。
If you are sick.
如果你病了
you confess healing scriptures,
你要承认主医治的经节
But in your daily conversation on the telephone with your friend, you say, yeah, I'm very sick.
可是呢如果在电话中呢你跟朋友在交谈的时候你说哦我现在病重得很呢
You nullify what you confess.
你几乎没有办法跟你所预言的内容相符合
Most people are very strong in their prayer closet.
很多人呢在祷告室里面是相当刚强的
But they are defeated in their daily conversation.
但是在日常会话中却被打败了
And number nine, learn to dwell on the promises of God daily as your helmet of protection.
学会每天活在神话语的应许当中成为你救恩的头盔
Because after you prophesy in your closet,
因为在你祷告室里说预言之后
When you go outAnd do your daily work.
当你出去做你每天例行的工作
Your mind will be bombarded by wrong thoughts.
你的意念常常会被错误的想法呢来攻击
And if you receive and accept those thoughts, it will defeat your confession.
当你接受这些错误的想法会影响到你口中所承认神的话语
So when you go out of your closet,
所以当你一离开你的祷告室
you will face the greatest battlefield.
你会面对到一个极大的战场
unless you hold on to the promise that you confess.
除非你紧紧握住你口中所说的神的应许
constantly, daily, thinking about those scriptures.
常常天天每日思索那些经节
or else you will never have your victory.
或者你永远没有办法得胜
and when you keep doing that,
当你持续不断的这样做
you come to the 10th point.
你就到第十点了。
You will come to one level of growing in faith.
你就呢在信心上面成长到一个阶段。
That you must learn to prophesy under the anointing of God.
你就必须要学会在神的恩膏当中来说预言。
When you begin to prophesy under the anointing of God, because faith has grown to such a level, what you prophesy will be the decree of God.
当你的信心已经成长到某一个水平，在神的恩膏中说预言的时候，这必要带出能力和成就。
At that point, what you say, you will have exactly what you say.
在那一点上面，当你一说出的时候，就必要确实得着。
These are the 10 points.
这是十点。
You put it in your hand.
放到你手中
Practice it.
好好操练
Don't ask people to lay hand on you.
不要求人在你头上按手
Far too many people have been asking the man of God to lay hand on them.
太多人要求神的仆人按手在他们头上
You get the victory yourself.
你自己本身就可以得胜的
You have something in your hand tonight.
今天晚上你手中就握有东西
Go home and build it strong in your own spiritual walk.
回家进去在你属灵的世界里面建造使它刚强
Many of you come with many needs.
很多人带着许多的需要来
And tonight we are going to prophesy.
今天晚上我们要来说预言
Put down your pens and your book.
把你的笔你的书放下来
Whatever problem that you're facing tonight.
无论你今天晚上碰见的问题是什么
Whatever battles that you're facing tonight.
无论你今天晚上所碰见的征战是什么
We're going to move into singing tongues.
好当我们说唱方言唱说方言唱灵歌的时候就要将它挪开
And we're going to get into the presence of God
我们要进入到神的同在里面
And once we get into the presence of God
当我们进入到神的同在里面的时候
Begin to prophesy scriptures over your situation
我们开始来将神的话语呢说出来说预言在你的难处上
Refuse to accept your valley of dry bones
拒绝去接受平原上的枯骨
Refuse to accept defeat
拒绝接受失败
Refuse to accept discouragement
拒绝接受失望
Open your mouth
打开你的嘴巴
And speak to your mountain
这样大山说
Don't ask God to remove your mountain.
你不要求神挪开大山。
God says, speak to your own mountain.
神说向你的大山
自己说言。 Prophesy against your situation.
对你的难处大声说预言。
Speak the words of God.
要说出神的话语来。
And when you begin to prophesy,
当你开始说预言的时候
And prophesy,
不断说预言。
When faith grows,
当信心长成
The power of prophecy will come.
预言的大能力必要成就。
And the mountains of problem in your life will be removed.
而你生活中大山般的难处必要挪移。
And you will have the permanent victory.
你必要得胜而且成功。
Victory is in your hand.
得胜在你手中。
If you learn to open your mouth,
如果学会张开口的话
and prophesy,
然后说预言。
This is a time.
此时此刻
that we arise
我们要兴起
and do something about our situation.
好好面对处理我们现在的难处。
What are you facing?
你究竟面对什么呢？
If it is a headache,
是头疼吗？
Lay hand on your head,
按手在你头上
and prophesy and bless your head.
给他说预言并且祝福你的头脑。
Whatever you're facing,
无论你面对什么问题
right now,
现在
as we begin to speak in tongues,
当我们开始说方言的时候
begin to speak to your problem.
开始呢向你的问题说出话来用神的
语言 Keep speaking those scriptures,
持续不断地说出神的话语
Engage in faith speaking,
并且凭信说出
Speaking in faith,
凭信说出
Believing,
满心相信
Believing,
满心相信
All things are possible to them that believe,
相信的人在他凡事都能
Oh, cinema marabo, cinema Get into the presence of God. Get into the presence of God.
进入到神的同在里，进入到神的同在里。 大声来说预言，向你的大声。